following podcast provides details of the guest blog that the Clinical Audit Support Centre were asked to produce for the National Quality Improvement and Clinical Audit Network. The blog was entitled Feedback on Clinical Audit Summit for Mental Health and Community Professionals. It was published on the 26th of April 2017, and online versions can be found via the NQICAN website. On March 24th, 2017, the Clinical Audit Support Centre were delighted to host our first Clinical Audit Summit for Mental Health and Community Professionals. We called it a summit as that seems to be the in-word among those at the top, but essentially it was a networking event aimed at getting like-minded people together for 5 hours. Why did we do it? Well, not to knock acute care, but hospitals have always been the chosen ones when it comes to clinical audit. Look at the public funding for national audits, speakers at national events, and membership of the National Advisory Group for Clinical Audit and Inquiries, the group who advised NHS England on all things audit from 2008 to 2016, and you will find acute sector dominance. When we announced details of the event, we didn't know what to expect, but all 20 places were booked in less than 24 hours. Come the day of the event, it was great to see no drop-off of interest, with the room full, including 3 regional network chairs, and Carl Walker, chair of the National Quality Improvement and Clinical Audit Network, kindly giving up his time to present in the post-lunch graveyard slot. The key learning point from the day was that we simply underestimated the time needed. All in attendance were eager to talk about the hot topics of the day and share their experiences. Indeed, it was a huge privilege to host a day that created a real buzz in the room from start to finish. In some ways, it felt like a coming together of a disparate group of professionals, starved of the opportunity to talk openly and frankly. It was also good to see that the tweets from the event generated some genuine external interest in the day. Huge swathes of ground were covered in small group work and via inclusive discussions, with particular focus paid to the current state of local and national audit, the emergence of quality improvement, and recent changes to the Clinical Audit Patients and Outcomes Programme, NCAPOP funding. The last point generated unanimous agreement in the room, namely that the 2016 mid-year change to NCAPOP funding was inequitable and unfair. As someone mused over lunch, you wouldn't take free items to the supermarket checkout and agree to pay to 30. Yet this is just how the NCAPOP is now set up for mental health and community trusts. Interestingly, some attendees claimed their trust had refused to pay the £10,000 levy, and others were keen to know if this challenge held up. Our afternoon SWOT analysis proved a great success, with attendees providing an honest and intelligent collective overview of the current state of local and national audit. Of course, there was inevitable positivity towards local audit, as most attendees work in that sector, but there was also recognition that improvements need to be made at a local level, namely increasing re-audit rates, eliminate audits of limited value, share results and methodologies of audits more widely, and improve the consistency of audit methodology applied. The collective critique of national audit via the SWOT was fascinating, with the group struggling to identify the strengths of national clinical audits beyond the opportunity to adopt a uniformity of approach and benchmarking results. Indeed, the SWOT highlighted many weaknesses of national audits, with the highlights being there are simply too many, they are acute focused, they lack sensitivity to community and mental health settings, there's a lack of engagement at many levels, they can sometimes give local clinical audit a bad name because they're methodologically poor in some cases. In addition to that, they're identified as being resource heavy, time consuming, and they often take away focus from local clinical audit. Meanwhile, it was great to see a collective awareness of the recent Yorkshire Effectiveness and Audit Regional Network report that has been widely promoted by NQICAN. Those present at the summit entirely supported Jern's critique of national clinical audits. Rather worryingly, when we asked if attendees would like more national clinical audits, given the current NCAPOC disparity in funding, approximately half said no. For a group who undertake very few national clinical audits at present, the message seems to be loud and clear. We only want national clinical audits if they are methodologically sound, streamlined projects tailored to our patients that allow us the ability to review results rapidly to enable us to improve patient care. Let's end this blog how we started the event on 24th of March, namely by reporting back what words attendees used to describe clinical audit in 2017. The first answer we had was endangered. That was followed by tick box and unappreciated. However, we ended with a flourish of positivity, powerful, challenging, innovative, patient-focused, and valuable. It is clear that while we have a group of local audit professionals as hard-working, skilled, knowledgeable, and dedicated as those we met at our summit, audit will continue and remain a valuable discipline. However, if audit wishes to thrive in the mental health and community sector, then it is time for some of the vast resources historically spent on hospitals measuring physical care of patients to be urgently reallocated. A suggestion would simply be to ensure mental health and community-based services get back a fair share of the £720,000 they collectively invest into the annual £2.27 million NCAPOP funding pot. By the way, figures were obtained via a Freedom of Information request CASC recently made to NHS England. In effect, the current model means this sector is subsidising national audits for hospitals. Is that what Sir Liam Donaldson had in mind almost 10 years ago when he proclaimed that national clinical audit needs to be reinvigorated and the remit of national clinical audits broadened? This broadcast was recorded on the 22nd of May 2017 and is copyright of the Clinical Audit Support Centre Limited. Reproduction of this download is prohibited. Rebroadcast of this work is forbidden without the expressed written consent of the Clinical Audit Support Centre team.